day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Good morning, everybody. This is Trade Martin. How you doing? And that was Gabe. Gabe was on with Jimmy J last night on his Halloween show. Lisa, are you there? Can you hear me? Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here. You got to give me a second to turn my mic on.
I'm sorry. No, I just was wondering if you got a chance to listen to any of Jimmy's show last night.
No, I was outside handing out candy to all the trick-or-treaters.
Oh, I see. Yeah. There was a lot of trick-or-treaters around tonight. Well, because the weather was not bad last night, especially down how was it down there? It wasn't raining down there, was it?
No, it was nice.
It was nice up here, too, yeah. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, we're heading towards Thanksgiving. Well, actually, we're heading towards Veterans Day. What day is Veterans Day? Is it the 12th?
I think it's the 11th.
And then we're heading towards Veterans Day, then Thanksgiving, and then, of course, the big holiday, which is 54 days away. The big holiday of the world is the Christian Christmas, Jesus' birthday. And we have a new song called Birthday of Jesus, and we have a number of new songs. We have a song called Christmas Lullaby that we just completed. We're doing a number of videos on Christmas things, and it's going to be a fun time for us. I mean, we never stop working, so and we never will. I got a new Trump song coming out. It sounds real good. And last night, Jimmy previewed two of my latest Halloween ditties. They're mentioned on Arnie Ember's show in the afternoon. I did Arnie Ember's show in the afternoon, an appearance on there, and he played both songs. He insinuated, he says he thinks they're going to be Halloween classics. We'll see. We got one we're going to play for you in a little while. Lisa uploaded the MP3 for me, and that was nice of you, Lisa. But I'm expecting a call from Jimmy J any moment. Of course, we're going to probably hear from the Colonel, the mysterious Colonel. He's never delirious, but always mysterious. He's going to be calling us. It's the Sunday Morning Fun House, and I hope you're going to have a great day today. It's nice weather out today. It's kind of warm out today. It's not not cool at all. It's about 9:35. I hope you turn your phone behind. Hey, it's DJ Darkness. Well, what's up?
DJ Darkness.
I know, boy, oh boy, you were great last night. Yeah, you were doing a gig and you had your show recorded. But it was a great show. It flowed real good. You know.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun show. We worked pretty hard on that, didn't we, Trade?
Yes, we did. Yes. Well, you worked really harder. You know, you just called me and asked me to do a couple of things here or there, and I did them for you. You know, but that was the easy part. You putting that whole thing together. 3 hours is a tough thing to put together like that. You know.
It was definitely mind-boggling. You know.
Yeah. It was. But it worked out really good. I mean, The ending was great. The ending. You know, I'm glad they didn't cut off the ending. I was afraid they were going to cut the ending off.
No, I had it timed exactly perfect.
Yeah, you did. It worked out perfect. Yeah. It worked perfectly.
I don't know how it ended. I mean, it ended, you know, there was no ending cut off, right? It was all perfect.
No, it wasn't cut off. That's what I was afraid of that.
Yeah, because
so
the station ID comes in automatic. Can't stop it. That's why I had to make sure it was 5950 on the dot, you know?
Right. A lot of those shows, even in New York radio, they get cut off. The end get cut off. Of course, like you said, everything is timed to come in. It's computerized to come in, and it just cuts you right off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was no room for error on that one.
Right.
And that's because I did all the other IDs in the spot in the show too. So, you know, all these station IDs were done by me on the recordings. I did it 60 minutes, and then 5950. And so it came out perfect.
Yeah, it worked out well. How did the gig go that you did?
Oh my God! Did you see the videos? We put them up last night.
No, I didn't look at. I didn't look at Facebook yet.
Oh, it was crazy. It was wild. People had such a great time. It was the whole. Everything was great this week. It was awesome.
Awesome. Nobody had any water problems? And you were on the water, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on the Music City Queen, the ship, the Music City Queen. It's a boat that
sounds like a homosexual boat. Sounds like a homosexual boat.
It was from Nashville. It was used by, you know, for tours in Nashville up the river there.
I see.
Then they brought it to Boston this year, and so yeah, I've been DJing on it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. What's going on in politics? Anything exciting?
Yeah, no, it's all Trump. You know, all
Marco
Trump.
Marco Rubio.
Rubio's that, you know, he's that propping him up. Rubio is very good. He looks like he just graduated high school, though. He doesn't look presidential to me. And the establishment, I think, is trying to get behind Rubio now. You know, they've wooed him, and he's like part. I think that's what's going on. I don't know for sure, but they're pushing him up. They're just trying to dump. They're trying to dump Trump. They're trying to
dump Trump.
Yeah, trying to dump Trump. Yeah, I know. They're trying to dump him because they're propping up Carson a lot because Carson's got no shot of getting elected. He's a very nice guy, and usually the guy that's top dog in Iowa never wins the presidency. I mean, Rand Paul was the top dog one time. Santorum last time, you know, anybody who wins Iowa, I think Trump is second in Iowa right now. Anybody who wins Iowa is almost like there's a curse on him that he won't win the presidency.
Hey, you know what I want to know? Did we meet, I forgot the guy's name that became Speaker of the House today. What's his name this week?
Oh, Paul Ryan, yeah.
Did we meet him when we went to that thing with Lisa?
No, I don't think so. No.
I don't know why that name was real familiar. I thought we met.
Yeah,
him.
Well, he's we got mixed thoughts about him. I always liked him, and now Tony, you know, I didn't know if I told you, but Antoinette is the chairperson for Ted Cruz in not New Jersey. My friend Steve Lonergan is the chairperson for Ted Cruz in New Jersey. He had asked Tony to be the chairperson in Weehawken, where the town that which we live in, for Ted Cruz. So she's representing Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is really surging. I mean, he was always doing well, and I don't think he's electable personally.
So what does the chairperson do? They like put the chair out for the person that's going to sit down, and then they, you know, like when it's dinner time, they pull the chair out so they can sit
down.
Yeah,
Barack Obama never had a chairperson because he's an empty chair.
And
neither did. And you know, that was funny where you said I dressed up like Barack Obama last night.
I don't think we even told you that, did we?
Yeah, you did mention it, but I had forgotten. When I heard it, we were laughing. Tony and I were laughing when we were listening.
Yeah, we said that, for those of you listening, we said in the show last night that Trey came to the Halloween party dressed as Barack Obama, and then Joanne said an Italian Barack or something like that, and I said
you'd
rather be
Italian
the Italian stallion.
Yeah. Well, in that outfit, was I carrying a teleprompter? Usually, he keeps his teleprompter with him, you know.
Oh no, you don't need to carry a teleprompter anymore. You wear glasses now, and it comes right up in your eyes.
See.
Yeah.
It's like the Google.
Yeah,
thing.
So that way you can't stumble over your words when you walk through the audience. You know exactly what to say.
Right.
Yeah. It's new technology.
Interesting.
And, you know, soon it's going to be done in your contacts. You know, your contacts, then people won't even know. Contact lenses put in your eyes.
You lie!
So what is the position of a chairperson, actually? What does a chairperson do?
They just organize things. They organize things. They do make some telephone calls, organize some meetings. You know, they round up the troops for the campaign and for the election, stuff like that.
Oh. So Tony's becoming a hot shot down there in Weehawken.
Yeah,
huh?
She's a big candidate. He's a big candidate. He's not like Joe Schmo. He's really big, and after the last debate, he was very big on the last debate. You know, I don't know if you heard the last debate, but he really socked.
No, I didn't hear it. I was working.
He socked it to the liberal media real good, and the moderators of the thing. I mean, they were really amateurish. Even in the warm up of the show, Jimmy. It was. We could have done a much better job. They were just amateurish. They had a bunch of gotcha questions. They were just jive. They were liberals, and they were just trying to bring down the Republican Party. You know.
So let me ask you: if Tony's the chairperson, right, and something happens with this guy, I mean, just say he ran for president. What would the chairperson position be if they won the presidency? Would they get a gig at the White House or something? Probably, right?
No, not necessarily, because I mean, there's a chairperson in every state. Like the chairperson for California, Rodney Lee Conover. I'm sorry, he's a nice guy. He was on with me on Wednesday. He's the chairperson for Ted Cruz. In California.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a chairperson for like every town almost. I mean, they couldn't give everybody. Nobody's going to get any jobs. This isn't even that. And Ted Cruz, I even told Rodney, and Tony even knows too, Ted Cruz's got really not much of a shot of getting nominated, let alone elected. He's great, don't get me wrong. And he may be Trump's vice president. But he's not gonna get the nomination. They don't want him, and only the real, true, really, you know, tried and true conservatives love Ted Cruz. I mean, he's very, very far to the right. He's very conservative. He's constitutional all the way. He's very strict. He's real good, but he doesn't look presidential. I told Tony and I told Rodney the other night, the guy that was on my show on Wednesday night. He just doesn't look presidential.
Trump doesn't look presidential either.
Oh, I think Trump definitely looks presidential.
Come on.
Why don't you think so? I'm not saying he's down now.
He looks like a damn clown. He looks like Trump looks like he's a cartoon character.
I don't know about that. I think he looks more like a Reagan than anybody else. I think he's the new Reagan. I think he's the new Ronald Reagan.
Like a real new Reagan. He looks like Reagan. Come on.
Well, he doesn't look like Reagan. I didn't say, I guess I phrased it wrong.
I understand what you mean, but Reagan was like a distinguished kind of looking guy. He looked a little Hollywood, but not real. I don't think Reagan looked totally Hollywood. You know, he had a nice way about himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to his inaugural, did you know that?
What? No.
I went to Reagan's inaugural.
Really? Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big
cool.
deal. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That is good. But no, I'm just saying that Donald Trump, you know, he has the size, he has the stature, he has, he's big, he talks like he's a big leader. He talks strongly. He talks.
No question.
You know, and that's what I mean. That's what. And not only that, he's in the show business like Reagan was in show business, you know.
Right.
Now, Trump doesn't have. Reagan was 2 or 3 year governor of California. He doesn't have that kind of experience, but he does have the business expertise that you would need in running a big economy, a big presidency. So I think he's got a good shot, Trump. I don't think he's going to get nominated either, because the establishment doesn't want him. They don't want him.
Do you really think
him.
if he really becomes president, do you really think that he's going to have a wall built between the United States and Mexico?
Well, he's promised that. That's not a big deal. You know, it's only not even 2,000 miles. I mean, he said even says the China Wall is like 18,000 miles or something. You know, he says they built the big wall there. He says, you mean to tell me America can't build a 2,000 mile wall? You know.
Now, is it going to be a union job or a non-union job?
I'm almost positive it'll be a union job.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know. You know, I don't know for sure, but I don't.
So who builds walls? The bricklayers of America or something?
I guess so. I guess so. You know, I guess there's a lot of people involved. You know,
I think it's important to have a wall, because now if they do a wall between Mexico and the United States, at least the kids on both sides will have a place to put their graffiti.
That's right. You know, that's a good point. I never thought about that. You're right about that.
You got to think about that stuff. You know, it's where they can display their artwork, you know.
That's a good thought, you know, because I like when they get the spray cans and they spray all that stupid stuff on the walls
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it looks really, it winds up looking good, you know, it looks really classy, you know.
Yeah,
very
because each section will have its own little graffiti thing, you know.
Yeah, it's a good idea. You can go down there and you can put DJ Darkness on the wall, and I can go down there and put Trade Martin on the wall and Papa Goo Goo. Papa
yeah.
Goo Goo was pretty good last night, you know.
He was great, man. He did a good job in the report.
It was pretty funny. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's good. You know, maybe we can get the Mass College of Art to do a section, you know, of the wall and,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, it depends on each area.
I never thought of the graffiti thing, but, man, that makes more of a reason to build the wall, because it gives the kids something to do. You know,
right.
It gives the kids something to do. Instead of
smoking weed all day, they can build a wall. Or they could smoke weed and then paint the wall.
Usually that's what they do because they get very abstract like that. Not only that, listen, you know, I forgot to tell you, you know, Gabe was very good on your show, too, last night. Should have used more of him.
Don't you touch my nutter, DJ Darkness.
Yeah, I know. It was good. You know, talking about your show, you premiered those two songs. You know, and Arnie, earlier in the day, I was on his show because I sent him both songs, and he loved both songs. And I told him you were playing, and we talked about you on his show. And the funny thing is, his guest yesterday at 1 o'clock was going to be Charlie Thomas. So, we told him about you, and I told him about you and Charlie Thomas are very close.
Right.
You know, so he said, I'm going to talk to him about Jimmy when he comes on. I didn't listen to the rest of the show because I was busy. I was working on.
So he was talking about me. Charlie is just an awesome guy. He's a great, great guy.
Yeah. And he likes him too. Arnie likes him too. Yeah. You got to do
people
Arnie
that don't know
one.
Who Charlie Thomas is, he's the lead singer of the Drifters, and he's he's not an original member. You know, that he is, but he isn't. What happened was the original member, Drifters, were kicked to the curb. You know that story, right, Trey?
Not really, Jimmy. Tell us.
Well,
the
original Drifters that recorded in the 50s, like White Christmas and those songs, they had big problems with their with the manager of the Drifters. And so he said, oh, yeah, I own the name, I own everything. And he fired them all.
Wow.
Fired the whole group. And then he went and picked up Charlie's group, and they became the Drifters. And then Charlie's anything from This Magic Moment, was that the first one? I forget what was the first one. I'm blanking out here. But from late 1959, you know, Under the Boardwalk, all that stuff, that's all Charlie Thomas with the Drifters. But earlier stuff was not with Charlie. But
There Goes My Baby wasn't Charlie because
yes,
that was the start of it. Oh yeah, but wasn't that Benny King singing the lead?
Yeah, but I'm saying that was Charlie in the group.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. There Goes My Baby was the first one. Yep.
Yeah.
And then they had Charlie re-record it all, so So if you're listening to music out there, it's so complicated because at the end they had Charlie do it all over again, so he's the lead singer of everything again.
I see.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know when, oh God, I'm asleep here. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Charlie's a great guy.
He talked like this. Hey, Trade Martin, how you doing? This is Trade. What are you doing, Trade? This is Charlie Thomas.
Thomas.
He had me on the phone with him. I spoke to him on the phone one time. I don't know if he remembers me, but I spoke to him on the phone. He was a nice fella. Arnie loves him. Arnie says he's great, and he's great in person too. He says he does a good show.
He's phenomenal in person.
Yeah, that's what
amazing what he does, you know.
Yeah.
So how come Lisa isn't talking? Where's the mysterious turtle? What's going on? All your characters, they must have been all out last night.
Because when they hear the great Jimmy Jay come on, you know, they stay away. They get shy because Jimmy Jay is the man. He's the DJ Darkness.
Yeah, but I only know about music. You know, you guys know all the political stuff. I don't know.
No, we just follow. We don't know anything. We just follow what's going on, and we get our opinion. We read.
It's like Peggy March. I love him, and where he goes, I'll follow. I'll follow Trump. That's it.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Hugo and Luigi produced that, and they liked us being my partner. Johnny Power, who discovered the Earls and everything, and Hugo and Luigi had a meeting with them. They wanted us to work for them, and we didn't want to work for them. They offered us a good amount of money to work for them. This is in the early '60s. You know, I was real young. I was like a baby right out of high school. Listen, you know.
Hey, I have somebody. Hang on here. Say hi to Trade Martin.
Hello.
Hey, who's this, Gabe?
No, it's Marina.
Hey, Marina. How you doing, Marina? How are you? How you doing? Happy Halloween.
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good, Marina. That's terrific. Yeah, I saw your picture. You're a pretty girl. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm Gabe's sister.
I knew you were. Yeah. Haven't spoken to you before, but I'm happy to speak to you. You're a lovely lady, and God bless. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You know what I'm going to do right now? Lisa, can you get ready that MP3 I sent you? Because Jimmy Jay used that last night. Jimmy Jay,
didn't you always wonder what happened to the Transylvania Twist at the end of the Monster Mash? Well, I always did. And here's the answer.
Here's what happened to your Transylvania Twist.
Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. The Monster Mash was nothing like this. Just count to three and then we'll kiss. Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Dracula's spinning round and round. Wolfman's making a howling sound.
To my Transylvania Twist.
DJ Darkness stole my Transylvania Twist.
Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. The Monster Mash was nothing like this. Just count to three and then we'll kiss. Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. Come on. Everybody do the Transylvania twist. Come on.
You gotta do it.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Transylvania Twist is like spaghetti in your brain.
Whatever happened to the Transylvania Twist? To my Transylvania Twist, he says. Bobby Boris Pickett says in there,
I was looking in the lab late one night.
That was good. That sounded good, yeah. That sounded good last night, too, yeah.
Hey, you know, Marina, she's a smart cookie. That's Gabe's sister, you know, you were just talking to.
I know who it is, sure.
Yeah, she's smart. She knows all about environmental stuff. She should be our environmental advisor.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah. She should be our,
Well, that environmental stuff is just jive stuff, all that stuff.
Trey, that's a good sign. No, that's why I said it to you, get you going. I like that song, Transylvania Twist. Everybody's doing the Transylvania Twist.
Yeah, it's a cute little ditty.
Cool.
Novelty kind of a Halloween thing. I got a new one I'm working on. It's called Trick or Treat. It's going to be good.
Really?
For next year. Yeah.
I think you missed this year.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
it's such a short
holiday.
Well,
maybe not. I mean, what time is it? Is it still Halloween in Hawaii or someplace? It's got to be Halloween somewhere.
It could be. It's probably Halloween in Germany, maybe. I don't know.
It's the other way, Germany. It can't be. No, it might be in Tahiti or something.
Oh, I see, because in Germany it would be 7 hours probably.
The other
later.
Way, yeah, 7 hours the other way. Hawaii is 6 hours the other way. So, yeah.
Did you fall behind your clock? Spring ahead, fall behind? Did you bring back your clock?
Did I fall behind my clock? My clock?
Yeah.
I fell right behind it, man. And Joanne had to come pick me up and take me out.
That's good.
The clock, fell behind me, yeah.
Did you turn it back?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You don't have to do it online. We have to do it on our regular clocks, but like most of the clocks nowadays just automatically turn.
Yeah, well, the computer, I mean, just still goes on its own.
Yeah, the computer, your TV, all that stuff.
Yeah. When are they going to stop the stupid stuff? It gets annoying me, changing.
Don't you think we should just keep it one time? I mean.
I know. Yeah.
Is Arizona the place that keeps it?
There's one state that has legislation to keep it. I'm not sure if it's maybe Arizona. I'm not sure.
I think it is Arizona. I might be wrong. I'm not sure.
You're probably right.
Now, by the way, Transylvania Twist, Paul, I believe we used that. That's the one we used in Paul Turner's show.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to listen to
it. Yeah, we put it on in England, too. We had a special one-hour show there, too.
That's great.
Last night.
And now you're going to be on from 12 to 1, right?
That's right.
12 to 1.
Yeah, if people want to hear it's only the first hour of the 3-hour special. It's too bad because the second hour really gets crazy.
But
in order to, the way I formatted that whole show is that I made the first hour thinking about that being just the broadcast, you know, and
that's the way it sounded, like more of a normal broadcast
I did it just like that so that it would be normal when it gets played only, you know, out there by itself. And a lot of rewind stations use only the first hour. I left it up to all the stations, you know, they could run 3 hours or they could run 1 hour, you know.
Yeah, well, you're on over 200 stations, right?
It was definitely a lot.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you got to catch Jimmy. He's on WMEX every Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. And this is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse with my co-host, Jimmy J., of course, every week.
They can listen to it at 1510WMEX.com today at noon Eastern time. They can hear the first hour at least.
Yeah, it was a great show. You used my Creature Seminar song in the first show,
I believe.
Listen, we're almost out of time, Jimmy.
Sign up? I got to go put my costume on and go see if I can get some candy because I didn't get any last night. I was too busy.
But I'm going to put my Barack Obama costume on. I got to grab my teleprompter, too. I'm going to bring my teleprompter with me.
Good.
I got to bring it with me. Otherwise, I don't know how to speak without it. Listen, I want to thank you very much for listening, everybody. What?
Lisa, are you coming trick-or-treating with us? Come on, day after. It's the way to go.
She was trick-or-treating last night, all night last night.
Okay. Bye. Have fun. Love you, man.
All right, Jimmy, thank you. We'll see everybody. Listen, have a great day. This is Trey Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Don't forget to listen to us on Wednesday at midnight. At midnight, of course, at the start of midnight. And the following week, I got to talk to Lisa. We're going to do a Wednesday at midnight, which is right after the debate on November 10th. We are probably going to do, we're going to hopefully do an hour show on Wednesday, November 10th, dedicated towards the previous debate, which is on, well, we're on Wednesday, November 11th. The debate is Tuesday night, November 10th, and we're going to tear apart the debate. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. God bless. See ya. Thank you, Lisa.
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. We have cake now, guys.
Today in news.